Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today we are live from the Ford Foundation, the atrium part of the building. It's located at 320 East 43rd Street in Manhattan, New York. The atrium is open to the public, and there's a website, www.fordfoundation.org, for more information about this particular location. And we wanted to let you know, like, you know, what it's like inside. So I looked up some information on a few different sites, and we also went to Wiki Encyclopedia online, and we also went to the fordfoundation.org, and we also went to one of the bigger sites for this particular location that listed about 10 different locations similar to this location with untappedcities.com, and that gave me this original idea to come here to check out this particular atrium. It's one of the open to the public type spaces that the privately owned businesses allow, citizens and visitors and tourists to come in to see. So inside the building, there's a plush tropical garden on the ground level, forms the focal point of an enormous and sunlit 10-story glass atrium. Amazingly, keeping this garden watered doesn't deplete city utilities. The building's roof captures rainwater, and during dry periods, the garden is kept healthy with a stored water supply. So within here, they have also a plaque, and the plaque denotes this type of information. It tells that this place is not running off of, you know, fountain water. It's not depleting the system. It's not a heavy water guzzler. It's basically these flowers or plants or this greenery is kept by in a cycle with the rain. So when it rains, rainwater is drawn into the building. There's a reserve, and then basically, you know, the reserve is allowed to, funnel in, and then you're able to, use this plant, this rainwater, you know, to water the plants, you know, if there's ever, you know, any situation for a supply. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that we are in something like a large sunroom, and it's 10 stories, and we're glass in a glass room attached to an office building. The office building is, on the upper levels, and they have glass walls on the outer perimeter of each office where you can walk to the back of your office and look down into the sunroom and look at the beautiful greenery and shrubbery and the fountains and at the people that are inside the atrium. So this is an awesome, you know, it has an awesome aura. There's an awesome vibration. It's very quiet. It's very serene. And, you know, I'm glancing upward right now. I'm reading from my notes, glancing upward towards the roof. The greenery continues. There are ferns and vines hanging down from girdles above, and small trees are visible from the tops of the floors. The garden scenery is serene, and the aura is aided by a fragrance of gardenias and the sound of running water supplied by a pool hidden amid the trees keeps the place very peaceful. So the Ford Foundation was completed in 1967 and designated as a national landmark in 1997. The atrium is the perfect indoor lunch spot. That's what it says on the computer. But when I got here, I found a sign that I brought a soda and an apple, and I found a sign, and the sign said, "No eating in the atrium." So although you can come here for, you know, to energize your body or level up or just to find some peace and quiet, you're not really allowed to eat here. So even though it's blurbed as a lunchtime escape, there's no eating in the atrium. It's literally like sitting inside a small plush greenhouse. The air is filled with something that most New Yorkers don't expect, in the vicinity of 42nd Street, but there are flowers. I think these are cherry blossom flowers. I'm over here near, I'm on up to the third level. There's like three levels, and I'm up to the third level, and I'm near the slanted wall over by the cherry blossoms. I believe that's what they are. So there are flowers, you know, in the atrium other than the greenery. And they, you know, didn't know that on this particular part of the of this part of Manhattan, that inside of some of the buildings, you know, you have dramatic scenes, and this particular fortress-like situation, its exterior gives few hints about the building's true architectural brilliance. Of course, from the outside, you're also blind to the full brilliance of the landscape architecture within. So the Ford Foundation, you know, building introduces all of this scenery that you wouldn't imagine, you know, from the outside, because it's still exterior, looks just like a glass building with, you know, a lot of panes. It looks very tall. It's wonderfully tall, like a skyscraper tall, but it looks just like the structure of the beams, and, you know, back and forth, right and left and up and down. But this type of structure gives open space where they could give this plant tea garden three levels into the ground. And I mean, there's all type of little flowing rocks, there's pebbles, there's, you know, all these like, you know, different flowers. They're purple, they're green, you know, there's pink, you know, and really it's like, you know, hushed, and they're well packed. It's running all over like a running vine. It's up the hill, it's down the hill, a lot of dirt under there, you know, a lot of, you know, lights for, you know, a certain ambiance at night. It's really, you know, a unique opportunity to sit here today, and I have been here like almost an hour, and I'm getting ready to leave, but I did enjoy being here. But keep in mind, the only seating is the bench running along the perimeter or the steps. So, you know, if you're coming during a rush hour or towards time period or holiday or in, you know, during the week, sometimes, you know, you never know what peak hours, you know, are here. I was able to catch a really wonderful flow of people, not too many. I like it like that. And you know, even when, you know, you have this particular aura, when they start to chatter, they start to talk, they start to exuberate a certain type of energy, you lose that cool vibration, you lose that aura, you know, and you lose that you know, that womb-like feeling, and, you know, you kind of, like, kind of want to spread out some, and it's big enough to do that, so you just, you know, keep that in mind. So we wanted to, so we wanted to move on and tell you a little bit about the Ford Foundation itself and its motto and its mission, but we have another passage here, and it says, "We were not writers, explorers, and had to work in an office building. This would be the one we choose. Luckily, you don't have to work for the Ford Foundation to absorb energy from their garden, because it's privately owned, but it's a public space. So it's open from 10 to 4 a.m. daily. So if you wanted to come in to do that, you can also do that. Again, the address is 320 East 43rd Street. There's a security at the door on the main entrance, and he might ask you, like, you know, where are you planning to go? And all you have to do is say, you know, I looked on the internet, they said there's a public atrium, and I would like to go. And he'll tell you, direct you in the, you know, the way to go. So don't worry about that. Make sure you open your mouth and speak, and then you'll get the proper directions, okay? So that won't be a problem. So, again, you can, our next part of the story is about the Ford Foundation itself. And you're at this area paranormal Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan, and we're talking about the Ford Foundation. And we're here in New York City. They have a public atrium, and we're inside the public atrium today. We're live. We want to tell you a little bit more about Ford Foundation and what they do. There's a mission, Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. So we went to www.fordfoundation.org/regions/United States, and we found an overview of the Ford Foundation, and it says, since the Ford Foundation was established in 1936, we have been working to improve people's lives and address social justice issues across the United States. Our grantees today follow in the footsteps of those who blaze trails in civil rights, women's rights, education reform, public interest media, diversity in the arts, and voter engagement. So they're involved with giving money to, you know, a lot of different organizations who do a lot in the United States. With 60% of our grant budget focused on the United States, our grantees continue to engage in forward-looking work, government accountability, racial justice, minority rights, next generation workforce strategies, affordable home ownership, access to education, reproductive rights, and media access and rights. So they are involved majorly. I'm not sure what they're doing locally in your community, but this national database and national site will give you more information. There's a picture database of the team and some of the people employed by Ford here in the United States. And what they're doing right now is our U.S. work is carried out through three strategic programs: democracy, rights and justice, economic opportunity and access, and education, creativity, and free expression. To learn more about the initiatives within these programs or to apply for a grant, visit issue section of the web site. So they have all these different issues, like you can go promote electoral reform, democratic participation. They have human rights issues. They also have gender and sexuality and reproductive justice, protecting women's rights, promoting youth sexuality and reproductive health and rights, economic fairness, metropolitan opportunities, connecting people with opportunities is, you know, something they do in the metropolitan areas, educational opportunity and scholarships, higher education for social justice, freedom of expression, religion in a public sphere, advancing media rights and access, supporting diverse arts and spaces. So there's all... they're doing a lot strengthening human rights worldwide. So if you want to learn more, again, that website is www.fordfoundation.org/regionsunitedstates.org. So .org. So you know, we were interested in the atrium, but we also wanted to know who, as a private owner, would be nice enough to open this space to the public, and we wanted to know learn things about different grantors that are giving out grants. As you know, a theory of parenting in, you know, the coming months, you know, has to go into a nonprofit status, which will be more like a lecture service, and all of our, you know, parts of our program will be under one umbrella at that time. So we'll, you know, have our podcast, which is, you know, our Theory of Parenting here on Blog Talk Radio, which would announce our news and always, you know, showcase what we're doing and what we're creating, our new products, and, you know, what our events and our travel. And so we also have music, you know, a theory of music where we have, you know, Lord Have Mercy on Me, this songwriters portion of our media. And we also have Unconditional Love, our song that we wrote there. And, you know, my son helped, you know, me do that when we stayed in North Carolina, Markel Green, who is the co-creator of the show. And because of his inspiration, being Teen Topics and being, you know, part of my life as my family and having a family show, these are our theories of parenting, you know, to, you know, create activities that are family-oriented, and also to remind each other that sometimes when we're away, we're not doing things that we shouldn't do, that we're staying course and staying focal to our goals, and our family is priority, and that we are out, you know, researching America, trying to find information on not only funders for our program, but also, you know, accessible public spaces, so that when we get into going out live and during our show, that we can find public spaces to, you know, do our show as well. So then we have our book level too, our literature section, and books where we write and where we compose things, so you can know more about the creators of Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And so we'll continue to do that under the umbrella of our nonprofit when we get that. And also, as a lecture service, we're, you know, a broken home, and we have to stay bonded. We have to stay communicating. We have to have a platform. We have to have, you know, a reputation, and we try to keep a good one as parents, even though we're not, you know, we're single and we're celibate and we're, you know, we're having a great time, you know, get, you know, get gathering information to start, you know, our business and to make teen, you know, board members. Markel Green, you know, will be the teen board member on the particular, you know, a nonprofit once we get that established. And also he will be, you know, employee, you know, as a lecturer once we start to lecture together. But he has other, you know, opportunities at this time, so he might have to go to college. So we still are a little bit, you know, taking our time and pacing to get the paperwork done because, you know, we wanted to have a test. So our show is almost like a test of what we can do, you know, as a nonprofit. Some people like to have in theory or, you know, a business plan. What do you project to do? So not only do we have a projection for our future, we also have a, we have established work that we have done in, since 2000 and I believe 12. To, you know, announce in our business plan that these are the things that we have already done. So that's why we decided to become a nonprofit. And so we can go on, you know, with that and giving and, you know, doing the business to that extent and promoting our you know, techniques and effort for, you know, bonding from this particular type of situation. So we wanted to let you know about that. And so as we find, you know, you know, major corporations, a lot of them have departments where you can, you know, request grants. And if you're qualified and you meet the criterion, you can, you know, qualify for one, you know. So we were hoping that, you know, these type of research programs and, you know, the opportunities as well as interns, my son should be looking for an internship at one of the major corporations in his city and his state. And also, you know, this is like, you know, some of the groundwork for what we're going to be doing next. So I thank you and appreciate you for, you know, standing by and listening to us. And I know we put some projections out there some time ago and you're wondering, like, you know, a year later why we haven't. Remember, my son was a high school student and he started when he was 16. He just turned 18 in July of last year. He'll be 19 this year. And a lot of it is making him, you know, a co-creator, an author, and getting used to, you know, his prominence in high school and, you know, and also getting ready to step in adulthood into that real world experience as, you know, a nonprofit board member. So we do want to say that we had to take time to pace, you know, things out before we could move on and upward. So thank you for your time. Until next time.